Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for the new leader who wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I have learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. Happy Monday. You're tuned in to JJ's Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you haven't already, go grab that favorite latte or a spot of tea. A glass of wine is all right with me. Remember, you can always push pause. Let's go. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to 2024. You all, I am so excited about this next season. I can't even believe that it's season two, which is just amazing. And first of all, before I get started, I just want to say thank you all for your support last season. The feedback I got, it was overwhelming. As I would have conversations with folks and someone say, hey, I listened to this on your podcast. And hey, I thought about that when you said this. So it was just, it's humbling that you all would listen to little old me. And that if these few minutes a week are helpful to you, I'm grateful that I get to be a part of your journey to become a better leader. So let's go. Let's get started. It was a crazy year for me, but it was an amazing year. A lot of changes in my professional life. Check out LinkedIn. You can see some of the recent things that have happened. But I'm just grateful for the journey and the learnings. And I'm sure that over the course of this season, I'll share some of the things that I learned, at least in the last quarter of the year when I went MIA. But today, I want to kick off the year with the top three things that leadership is not. Fancy that. What are the things that leadership is not? I've talked a lot last season about what leadership is and how to approach it, but I really want to start this year talking about what it's not so you can begin to rethink your perspective and the posture you take as a leader. Number one, leadership is not a position to be served. I strongly believe that the singular purpose of leadership is to support and equip those that you have the opportunity to lead. It's not a role where you get to tell people what to do and they just serve you or they do what you say. It is your opportunity to pay it forward and to serve those that are under you. I think if we begin to, as leaders, take a posture of humility and gratitude for the opportunity to be a part of someone else's life journey, I think it would put us in a position of humility, but also put us in a position of gratitude such that we would serve those that we get to lead. And so again, I truly believe our singular purpose is to support and equip those that we get a chance to lead. What I mean by support is you are on the journey with them. Support doesn't look like I tell you what to do, I close my door, or I go off of Teams, or I'm distant, and you go do what you need to do. Support means I'm in the trenches with you. I'm there to provide you the feedback, the coaching, the direction, the support along the way so that you can accomplish what we've actually set out. So again, I think the first thing is about supporting. The other thing is about equipping. You are in that position because the organization sees in you the ability to lead and guide those that follow you. So that means that there's something you know, there's an experience that you've had that has put you in a position to equip those that are working for you. Remember, if you didn't have the responsibility to equip someone to do the work, then why are you a leader? Your role as a leader is to multiply the effort that you would put out as an individual contributor by supporting and equipping those that you get a chance to lead. So first and foremost, leadership is not a position to be served. The second thing, it's not a position of arrival. I really want to think about this in the context of holiday dinners. Okay. So for those of us that grew up in multi-generational families, you remember when you had Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner with your family, there was a kids table, which typically was the card table. You had paper plates. You may have paper forks. Maybe they gave you some coloring utensils, something to occupy the kids. You talk about kid things. You do kid things. And then there was the adult table where they served on fine china and they had regular silverware. And they might even had a glass of wine or a spot of tea. But anyways, it was two different experiences. And when you move from the kids table, right, to the adult table, it's not a position just of a arrival. It's now you're being challenged at a new level. You're being challenged to have a different level of conversation. You're being challenged to be able to be respectful of the norms that exist at the adult table. And so I bring that up to say that if you were not in the position to effectively take on and respect the role of the adult table, they'd send you back to the kids table. And so my point in having you think about that is just because you've moved to a point of leadership doesn't mean, ha, I've made it. I'm at a point of arrival. I'm great. No, it is another level of responsibility. And one of the things that I would challenge those that move from individual contributors to a leadership position is recognize the gravity of that movement. So if you take the approach of I've made it to this position, I've arrived, I've paid my dues, I've earned my stripes, you actually take away the power of the role that you're in. You actually minimize your level of influence. So I want you to think about leadership as not a place of arrival, like I'm here, but really a place of a higher level of responsibility, and you should approach it as such. One of the things that I heard recently was sometimes as mentors, we actually do a disservice for those that we mentor because we make what we do look easy, right? We don't take the time to explain the difficulty of, like, I'll take, for example, sometimes if I'm going to mentor someone that's moving from an individual contributor to a leadership position, I immediately go into all the leadership things that they need to focus on. But I don't spend enough time talking about how difficult it's going to be to make that transition from an individual contributor to a leader. And that journey I personally went on to do that. And so when I fail to do that, I make the role of leadership look easy. And so sometimes what happens is when your mentor makes it look easy and now you're in that role, you approach it as if it's easy. And again, I think it's important that when you transition into leadership, that you transition with almost a sense of awe and humility where I haven't arrived, but I've been challenged to do something greater. Okay. The third thing that leadership is not is less work. It is not less work. Leadership is not, I can just sit around and like tell people what to do and I'm not doing the work. I will tell you that if you're going to do leadership right, it is the hardest assignment you're going to have. Because not only are you focused on the work, but you're managing human beings. And human beings live in a world that is broken. Human beings live in a world that is challenging. Human beings live in a world with a lot of expectations, sometimes entitlements, all these things that they navigate with, and they show up to you with their whole self, trying to work to the best of their ability. And you have to support not only the individual worker, but the human. It is a tough assignment and one that cannot be entered in without a level of respect. So maybe it's actually less doing the work, but it's more observing. It means that you have to care enough about the folks that you lead to observe their behavior, identify opportunities for improvement, and do the hard work of giving feedback and supporting the development further. So it may be less doing, but it is more observing. It's also more reflection. You can't just be a leader and just fly off the seat of your pants. You have to take the time to observe, reflect, think about it, think through it, and then act on it. It takes more time. It takes more discipline. It's not just checking things off the list. It's really thinking at a higher level. And it's also, like I said, more coaching. Again, you have to be vested. Go back to my number one point in supporting and equipping your folks. That means it's not about you. That means that you have to give you of yourself, of your experience, of your time and your talent to coach those that you have the privilege to lead. So again, The top three things leadership is not: it's not less work, it's not a point of arrival, and it's not a position to be served. Have a great week.
See the light.